Compliant ID, P as in Paul, R as in Ronald, E, R as in Ronald, O, N. Patient name, Ronald Presti, P-R-E-S-T-I. Date of birth, 10-23-80. Appointment start, 5-18-22, 4:45 p.m. Appointment end, 5-18-22, 5:45 p.m. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Primary code, 99205-T. Chief complaint. Quote, I've had anxiety on and off for years and ADHD. Unquote. History of present illness. The patient is a 41-year-old male who reports feeling very anxious on and off for years, which causes him to feel in a rut, in quotes. He stated he has good months at a time and then has terrible days in which he feels terribly anxious and has panic attacks. He stated he's been seeing Dr. Kulani, K-U-L-A-N-I, for the past year or two. He stated that it is not a good fit for him. The onset of his symptoms was approximately 5 years ago when he and his wife were undergoing infertility treatments without any success. The wife has genetic condition, so they were using a donor egg. They had a few failures, period. After the seventh or eighth round, they got another negative outcome. He stated he, quote, lost it, unquote, period. He stated he fell to the floor. He could see, but he couldn't hear, and he left his mind seemed to leave his body, period. After that, he went to his primary care doctor and a therapist. His primary care doctor prescribed him Lexapro 5 milligrams and increased it to 10 milligrams per day. He did well on this for a long time, period. During that time, his sleep doctor, physician assistant put him on Flexeril for some muscle pain he was having, and the patient had a bad reaction. He became very agitated. He put his hand through a wall and was yelling, and it was recognized that this was due to a drug interaction. The patient saw a few psychiatrists after that and then settled in with Dr. Kulani. A few of these doctors diagnosed him with ADHD. He's tried most stimulants. He did fairly well on Concerta, except when he went up to higher doses, he had a lot of crashing at night and overstimulation in the daytime at doses of like 54 milligrams and above. He had been on Wellbutrin with Lexapro at some point and then was weaned off the Lexapro. He stated he had bad SSRI withdrawal and was in bed for 1 week coming off of Lexapro. The patient is now on duloxetine. He stated it is just okay. He feels that he still has episodes of stress-related anxiety. Period. 1 month ago, the doctor raised the dose from 30 to 40 milligrams a day. period on 40 milligram. He felt very apathetic. He didn't feel happy. He had no energy. So he went back to 30 milligrams per day. The patient still complains of anxiety and attentional difficulties. He was on Xanax a few years ago, which helped him. The patient is unsure of how much to contribute a sleep disorder to his current symptoms. He had a sleep study. He falls asleep easily, awakening one time minimum per night. He tried CPAP 12 years ago but gave it up because it was more of a nuisance and would wake him up. He's tried oral appliance, which ruined his teeth, and he had to get braces. At this point, he will be trying what is called mouth tape, which his sleep doctor recommended based upon a few new studies. He reports good appetite. He states his concentration is, quote, terrible, unquote. He stated that his concentration is worse on duloxetine. He cannot even focus on reading a book. Period reading was always something that calmed him down. Now he can't remember what he read in the previous paragraph. He feels forgetful. He starts projects and doesn't finish them. He is often restless. He sits down for the most 10 minutes, and then we'll get up 10 minutes later. He has to be on the phone and watching TV at the same time. If he is at church, he can't focus on the quietness of church. He gets very distracted by noise around him. When other people simply chew or breathe, it can bother him and distract him. He has a hard time playing with his children due to his distraction. The patient reports mild to moderate panic attacks in which he feels tightness in his chest and palpitations. He tends to worry about money. He worries about his house construction getting done. Other things that he states he should be worried about, he is very nonchalant about. He has frequent muscle tension. He used to have an insomnia secondary to ruminations, but not so much anymore. When he has been depressed, he was not suicidal, but did question the meaning of life in the existential sense. He stated he doesn't want to kill himself. He would never do this because of his wife and children, as well as his moral values. He has never been manic or hypomanic, never psychotic, no history of violence other than the time he put his hand through the wall on Flexeril and Lexapro together. The patient reports social anxiety. He is not comfortable talking to people. He constantly questions if what he said was stupid. He is uncomfortable with silence in conversation and feels like he has to keep it going. Past psychiatric history. The patient has seen three therapists since his late 20s. He saw someone from two people between the ages of 29 and 30, and then he saw another therapist at age 38. He has never been hospitalized, no rehabilitations, no suicide attempts or violence. Family history, the sister has anxiety. His mother has suffered from depression and was put on medication after multiple losses in her family. His cousin committed suicide. Next line, substance abuse. In the patient's early 30s and late 20s. He abused alcohol. He experimented with several drugs, including marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, and mushrooms. He stopped all of these things solo when he decided to go into the to apply for the fire department in New York City. He does not use any drugs or alcohol at this time. He never smoked. Next line medical, the patient has asthma, sleep apnea, seasonal allergies. He is allergic to shrimp and shellfish. He developed anaphylaxis. Surgical, the patient had bilateral fasciotomy of both legs due to compartment syndrome. He had a septum repair and turbinectomy of his nose. The patient had surgery on the right foot post-fracture and a bunionectomy on the right foot. The patient tore his CMC of his right thumb, which was repaired. Social, the patient was an electrician prior to FDNY. He got his associates from Nassau Community College, then a Bachelor of Arts at a city college. He became an electrician, then was accepted into FDNY. He is married for 7 years. They have twin boys that are 4 years old. The marriage is satisfactory. Developmental. The patient walked and talked on time. He stated he was a very good student but cannot spell. He met all developmental milestones on time.